Mesechtes Bava Metzia, Daf Chav Zayin, 7 lines to the top of Daf Chav Zayin and Aleph at the new Mishnah, and prior to beginning the new Mishnah, let us read 3 psukim that are in Sefer Devarim, Perchav Beis, Pasuk Aleph, Beis, and Gimel, as the Pasuk states, Lysiria, Sharachicha, Yaseya, Nidachim, Visalamtimhem, Hashiv Teshivim, Lachicha, and then Pasuk Beis continues, Vim Lekar, Vachicha, Lecha, Velo Yudata, Vesafta, Tech Beisecha, Vahoyim Cha, Abdurisha, Chicha, Isai, Vashivaisalai, and our Mishnah states, Afasim, Hisabu, Klau, Kal Elu, Vilom Yatis, Lach. And Lemelacha Massim Lemuchada, Sheesh Basimon, Vishli Tavin, Afkal Dovish, Sheesh Basimon, Vishli Tavin, Chayv Lachriz. And as the Gemara will state in a moment, that the word similar that the Pasuk stated is extra, as it was included in the words of Echim Tassel, Chavid Sechicha. And therefore, we learn from similar that the Chiyav Hashav is only in a scenario that is similar to a case of similar. And just like a standard cloth has a simon and is generally Naf Hefka, as it was made by someone and has someone that will come with a claim for this item. Therefore, the only time there is a chiyuv achrazah and a chiyuv to return a lost item is only if there is a simon and there is a potential teveya. But if we know the person who lost this item was miyayish, so you would not have a chiyuv hashava. And ayin teisa diva maschal masimla, where Taisa points out that certainly according to the mandah masimon and deraisa, our mishnah works out very well, as the mishnah stated that simla has a simon, and therefore any time that you want to go and claim an item, you must have a simon. But if the mandah omer, the simonim is not deraisa, and the only way they can claim an item is yours is by bringing edim. So l'chayru, what does the Mishnah mean when it says mas simla sheyesh ba simanim af kol dava sheyesh ba simanim, if simanim is not deraisa? And Taisa explains that the Mishnah is still teaching us that the only way that edim will generally know if a lost item belongs to a specific person is in a case that the item does have a simon that the edim could recognize. And Taisa also points out that the bailim will tell the finder that he lost a specific item which had a specific simon, and then the finder will now bring out the lost item to show the edim so the edim can testify. But if the owner doesn't have a simon, then the finder wouldn't even bother to bring the object out. And as Taisa states, Gam ha-maitzi lo yoytzi ha-simla l'haris l'cha adam el l'mishi yitin simon afal pi she'en ha-machzir lo y'bekach mikom mokam doi b'shi shaloi u'mara yisra l'edim avu dvarim she'en ben simon havi shaloi l'fi sh'abay l'misayishim. And the Gemara now begins, my b'chlal k'leilu, what does the Mishnah mean when it stated that simla is b'chlal k'leilu? And the Gemara tells us, amr rava b'chlal kol avida sechicha. And as we already explained, that since if the Torah would have just stated we would know that you have to return a simla, and therefore the word simla is extra. And the Gemara now continues that since the pasuk states l'chola v'ed zechicha, so amr rava lomli v'kas rachmana shor chamar sev v'simla, and l'chayu all of these pratim are extra. And although the Mishnah taught us what we learn out of the word simla, however, what do we learn out of the word shor chamar and seh? And Rava continues and explains that tzrichi, that we do need all of these extra words in order to teach us various dinim. And as Rava explains, the ikas rachmana simla habmina hanimil be Edim de Gufa, Vesimarim de Gufa, as if the Torah would only tell Simla, so one may think that the only time there is a Chiyuv to give back an item is only if either we hold Simanim is not deraisa, and the one that lost this item actually brings Edim that this item is theirs, as they recognize the actual Beged, or even on the Tzad that Simanim is Lav deraisa, the owner actually has a Simon that is on the actual Beged. However, one may think, Avachamar be'edim de Ukav, Vesimarim de Ukav, Eim Aloy Madrinle, but if you lost a donkey and you don't have Edim that recognize the actual Chamar, and you also don't have a simon on the actual chamar, then even though Edom come and testify that they recognize its saddle or blanket, or the Bailam have a simon regarding the saddle or blanket, so maybe that would not suffice, and you would not have a chiyav hashava. And the Gemara therefore continues, kas rachmana chamar, da filo chamar besimon ukav. And Rav explains that is why the Torah also says the word chamar, which is an extra word, to teach us that there is still a chiyav hashava, even though the simon is only on the ukav, or Edom come and only testify regarding the saddle. And the Gemara continues that although you explained why we need the word similar as the Mishnah taught us, and we also need the word chamar as Rava just taught us, but Shav is said, the Kas Rachman Lomli, why the Torah also have to say the word Shar and Seh, and L'chayr, these words are also extra, and therefore the Gemara says, Shar L'gizas Davai, that the word Shar is coming to include that the finder has to even return any shearings that he cut off of the tail of an animal since the time he found the animal. And the Gemara continues, V'seh L'gizasav, and the word Seh comes to teach us that if someone finds a sheep and then he cuts the wool off the sheep, and even if he held it for a long time and he had a lot of wool that he cut off the sheep, then he has to return all of the wool or the value of all the shearings that he cut off the sheep. And the Gemara asks, Luchter Achmana Shar, that filo gizis navai, the koshkin, sell it, the zaisav, that luchera, all the Torah had to write is the extra word Shar. And as we just learned, that would teach us that you have to return the small amount of hair of an ox's tail, and if so, certainly you must return the significant amount of wool from the shearings of a sheep. And if so, we still have to explain why the Torah had to write the extra word seh. And the Gemara now continued with a statement that we already learned in Masechet Bava Kamma on Daf Nun Dal Manav regarding the extra word that the Torah states regarding the Hezekah Bar. And we know that B'negei the Hezekah Bar, the Torah states V'nafel Shama Shari Chamar, Chacham learned Shav Le Adam Chamar V'le Kelim. However, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't use the word Shar and Chamar to teach us that din, and therefore Rabbi Yehuda has to teach us another din from the word Shar and Chamar that states B'negei Bar. Therefore, the Gemara says Elam Rava. Therefore, Rav explains Chamar Debar Rabbi Huda, that the word Chamar that states Benegei Bar according to Rabbi Huda, and we're not sure what Rabbi Huda uses that term for, and the said that Vedal is Riakal, and the word said that states Benegei our Pasha of Ashavas Haveda according to all Man Amrim Kasha, that is still Shver, and we're not certain what we actually learned from these words. Now, certainly the Chachamim knew that there was a Limud from Bar, and we certainly know that the Rabbanim knew what we would learn out of the word Seh. However, the Gemara is telling us that we don't know what we actually learned from those words, and of course, that's not a question on Rabbi Huda or on our Gemara, because certainly according to Rabbi Huda, he definitely had something that he learned from the word Chamar, and just that we don't have a Kabbalah as to what he learned out of that word. Similarly, although we couldn't figure out what we actually learned from the word Seh, but certainly there is a limud from the word Seh, and just we don't have a Kabbalah as to what that limud is. And I intend to do with Maskel, the said that Beidel, the Rakal Kasha, Makshina, the name of Milsad Asad, the Kabbalah, the Tarak, the Kasla Kra, that why don't we say that in the Hanami, although we learn from the word Shah, Gizas Navai, but we still learn out of the word Seh, full of Gizazav, and even though you could have learned it out of a Kavachayma, but we have a general cloud that Milsa the Asu Bekavachayma, Tarach Vekasav Lakra, Vetira Tari Koyin, the Kiva, the Nicht of Shah, the Gizaz Navai, have a Gizazab, the cloud, Kalavedas Achicha, and therefore the word Seh is actually extra, Ayin and Tisus, and the Gemara now continues and asks, Ve'imo, the Glavam Hudasa, maybe the word Seh comes to teach us that the finder even has to return the fertilizer that is produced by the Seh to the owner, and the Rashi explains that although one may be Chayiv to even return the hair of the tail of an ox based on the extra word shah, but possibly since glolim aren't chashiv, you wouldn't have to return it. And kamash one for the word seh, they even have to return glolim. And the Gemara responds that really that can't be the limud, and that's why we still don't know what we learned from the word seh, as glolim afkuri mafkulu, that the owner of the animal is certainly mafka the glolim to the person who finds the glolim and is tereich with the glolim, and therefore it's mamish ain leitavim, and a person that finds glolim certainly doesn't have to return glolim. And the Gemara continues, vizilma l'simanim hudasa, the baylon simanim. Then why are you telling me that you don't know what to learn out of the word seh?